Megan McMillan moved to Colorado from Canada 4 years ago. She's 34 and just found out she's a millennial.
I think that's great because I didn't realize I was a millennial. I thought the millennials were a generation younger than me, so it made me feel quite young. And I was born in 1980, so from what I understand, I am the very beginning of that generation, putting me at the oldest end of that spectrum.
McMillan explains why she moved to the state.
When I was looking at culinary schools, the one in Boulder was the only school I could find in North America that was a legitimate culinary school that actually had a farm-to-table focus. And that's what my background was in Toronto, and I wanted my culinary skills to reflect that. And I think that that's telling right there, because I think farm-to-table is a growing movement. We all know that. And it was only in Boulder, Colorado, that there was actually a program that was based around it.
After finishing culinary school, McMillan moved to the North Fork Valley, an agricultural area in western Colorado.
I think May of 2010, and so the farms were really just getting going in their season at that time, but what I saw and tasted was outstanding, and I came back to work with that food. They have all this bok choy, which is really beautiful, except some bugs got into it, so it's got all these holes in it.
McMillan opened North Fork Foods a year and a half ago. Her company makes and sells farm-to-table prepared meals and caters events.
I would love to stay in Colorado. I am from Canada, and there are times where I miss certain aspects of Canadian culture, but that's, I feel so lucky to be in this part of the world. And if I can make this business work, I would really like to stay in Colorado.
There are about 5.3 million people living in the state. The Colorado Demography Office categorizes millennials as people born between 1980 and 1999, meaning this demographic represents 28% of the state's population. That's about 1.5 million people.
Yes, I leave. Yeah, I'm waiting for my mom to send me. I have a stool.
Kelsey Gibb is 23 years old. After graduating college in 2013, she lived with her parents in Vermont for a year. She worked part-time and tried to find full-time work in New England, but wasn't successful.
Senior year, that was definitely something that we all had to come to terms with, was, you know, you're probably not going to get your dream job right out of college. It's all about getting something, you know, getting experience and then, you know, getting a year or two of experience and then kind of changing to something more along your interests, I guess the lines of your interests.
2 months ago, Gibb moved to Carbondale for a job. She works as an administrative assistant and rebate specialist for a solar company.
Well, I think that Colorado definitely offers a lot that maybe other states don't. So I think it's a nice balance of like work hard, play hard, which I think is really appealing to a lot of millennials.
Troy Bowen is 19 years old.
I still haven't figured it quite out yet, so I'm just doing the Joe Schmo job until I really figure everything out.
He moved to Paonia, Colorado about 2 months ago from Cedar City, Utah. Bowen dropped out of high school at the age of 15 and got his GED. He says he didn't want to go to school. He wanted to work and started doing everything from construction to selling knives.
I feel our generation is either we're hard workers or we're really lazy. So you can really pick and choose between my generation.
Bowen moved to Colorado because he says it was difficult for him to find work in Utah.
They don't like people that look like me, tattooed and gauges, piercings, long hair. It's not what they want there. And it's very hard for people like me. It's hard for us to get jobs in places like that. And here it's just, no one cares. As long as you're a hard worker, you got a job.
Since moving to the state, Bowen got a job at a local restaurant.
I have my food handler's permit, which I just got, you know, just open doors, you know, just to have it. And really being a dishwasher, that's the first job most people get in the kitchen. And then it goes into what I'm doing now. Now I'm cutting meat, making salads. I started cooking the other day.
Bowen also helps to support his mom.
I sent her my entire paycheck last paycheck. Except for like $20, just so I can, you know, have a pack of cigarettes.
Martin Shields is an economics professor at Colorado State University. He says millennials are probably drawn to the state's healthy job market that fared better than other places during the recession. Shields also points out Colorado's unemployment rate stayed below the national average during the downturn and remains there.
It happens for a lot of millennials especially, but for many generations, is it's not just a job search. It's a, where do I want to have a job? And with Colorado's economy doing fairly well and also saying, well, Colorado offers a lot of the things that I would really appreciate. Maybe it's the amenities of the mountains. Maybe it's recreation. Maybe it's the sunshine. Maybe it's a little bit more affordable housing or a little bit less congestion. All these other things that enter people's lifestyle decisions. And so Colorado kind of competes well on a number of those different attributes.
Three millennials interviewed in this story all say they moved to Colorado for opportunity, and they like that they can live an active lifestyle in a place that's easygoing. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.